Whoa, that was quite a battle shout. Hello. Oh, you got a suit of armor and a sword and everything. Now you clapped eyes on a dragon, what are you going to do? You going to keep fighting? Yeah, you'd be a bit silly to do that. I'm way too big for you. Let me just take that sword off you before you hurt yourself, okay? Yeah. Oh, this isn't even tempered. What are you doing? The problem with an untempered sword is that as soon as you whack it against something hard enough, it just shatters into a million pieces. It's pretty dangerous for everyone. You don't want that. I reckon that suit of armor's a bit on the thin side too, just looking at it. I reckon if a robin landed on your shoulder, it'd leave a dent before it flew away again. Oh, you know what? It looks like your heart isn't really in it. Yeah, that's what I thought. Tell you what, since you come all this way, why don't I make you a cup of tea, okay? Oh, I can do my party trick for making tea. I got fire breath. Watch this. Here we go. One pot of tea, all ready to go. Oh, I haven't had a visitor in ages. Yeah. The unicorns around here, they used to come over all the time and we'd drink tea and we played games and they would cheat. Oh, they were big as well. Not like unicorns in other kingdoms, no. They were huge. They were like draft horses. Just these big, muscular, stout, fluffy, really fluffy unicorns. Very sweet, kind, strong, very strong. Oh, I miss them. Sorry, here's your tea. Do you want to take your helmet off? It's easier to drink tea without a helmet on. Oh, is it one of those helmets where a little straw comes out from the mouth and you can drink tea without taking your helmet off? No? Okay, well, be sensible, take your helmet off, okay? Nothing under there that's likely to shock me. Oh my gosh, you've got like really big fluffy white ears. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to point them out. Oh gosh, you're really embarrassed by that. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, it's okay, take your hands off your ears, come on. Yeah, you know what, I think they're very sweet. Yeah, they suit you. Bet you thought you were cursed or something, right? Nah, far from it. Now I know why you're here, at least. You know, the reason that it's been so long since I've seen a unicorn around here is because just one day they all up and left. They said, right, that's it, we're done. But if ever there's a need for us to reappear, then we'll show up again. Every so often a unicorn shows up and rights a wrong, and I guess it's your turn. Not everything is what it seems with you, eh? Maybe you thought, oh, shouldn't I be a bit bigger? Shouldn't I have a horn, or shouldn't I have hooves? Should I be walking on 2 feet? 4 legs seems a little bit more natural to me. Yeah. Yeah, you should. Let's make it happen, eh? I've just noticed you're actually, your ears are getting a little bit bigger. I'm noticing a bit more fluff around your face there. Looks like it's your time, okay? You know what? You've got big enough ears right now. Maybe, see if you can find what's sitting on the shelf making that funny noise, okay? Yeah. Unicorn essence. Right now I'd say you're about 5-6% unicorn. We need to make that 100%. I'm just going to teach you a set of exercises here about releasing the sort of vital magical energy and just, you know, getting yourself a little bit more unicorn shaped, alright? Just pop the lid off that unicorn essence for me, okay? Yeah, it just comes straight off. Strongest person in the world couldn't get the top off that bottle, but only a unicorn can do that. Some kind of magic lock, I don't know. Okay, so just take a little smear of that stuff on your fingers. Yeah, it's kind of warm and tingly. Yeah, that's the stuff, alright. Now, just where you feel like your horn should be, just rub it into your skin there, just on your forehead. And what you'll find is the essence will just sort of gather itself where it feels your horn is. And it'll start to, well, grow a horn there. While we're waiting for it to do that, just grab a couple of drops of the essence on your tongue there, okay? Right, now when it gets into your mouth, it's going to vaporize a little bit. And what you need to do is just breathe in and just breathe all that vapor into your lungs, okay? Feeling it vaporize? Okay, breathe in. That's right, just hold it there, and it'll just start to feel really warm and really happy. And when you need to breathe out through your nose, so all the vapor comes out through your nose, okay? There we go, breathing out through your nose, all right. Okay, I just saw like a wave of fuzz cross your skin there, that's amazing. Wow, okay, I'd say you're very ready to become a unicorn, but it should be pretty gentle. All right, is there any of the essence left in your mouth there? Good, okay, just swallow that down. That's for you to keep. Can't really recycle that part. It's been in your mouth. So just let that trickle down your throat, into your belly. Yeah, that whole blueberry spicy taste is pretty great, isn't it? Yeah, you getting goosebumps? Are you feeling a little nervous? Yeah, it's all right. I'll take you through it. It's what I do. Okay, looking as though you're feeling a bit wobbly on your feet there. Maybe just get down onto the ground. Whoa, okay. really starting to bulk up there. Looks like that went straight to your head. This thing, you put on a lot of bulk too. You're gonna grow quite a bit. Unicorns around here, I'm not kidding, they were massive. You might just feel kind of waves of energy flowing through you as well. You might even get unicorn sight. Wow, I wish I could see that. It's like seeing all the living energy and everything. Quite pretty, I'm told. You seeing the bridge of your nose? Getting a little bit thicker there. Right around here, it's good to just sort of breathe and take a nice big lung full of air. Okay. And you feel that wave of energy start to ripple down your face. So when that comes, it just let that big breath out and just let the wave just flow out with your breath, okay? All right, you're feeling it coming, just let it flow out. Wow, okay. That was quite a pop. Oh, your face is getting a bit horsey now. Yeah. Nah, it suits you, it's cute. So a little bit more fuzz. All right. Your ears are really pricking up now, so. All right, just take your time. When you feel the energy start to build again, just breathe in. Nice big breath. Right, and then let it all out. How's that feeling? A bit more mass on your face there. Just work your jaw around a little bit, actually. Seems a little stuck. Yeah, that's good. How's that feeling? Well, you know, it's not every day someone turns into a unicorn. You're going to be fine. All right, so your neck's just going to grow out a little bit from your shoulders. And your spine's just going to reconnect to your skull a little just at the back there. There might be a little bit of a pop and a click. There we go. All right. How's that feel? Yeah, it's going to be interesting being a quadruped after walking on two legs all this time. You're going to be a natural though. Don't worry about it. Your neck's just getting a little longer there. Oh, you look like you like it. Oh, shaking your head back and forth. That's good. Just try to enjoy it. Right, I'm seeing a little bit of wiggliness around your chest and shoulders there. All right, so flex your shoulders around. Just roll them around for me. Okay. And then just pull them down. And you'll feel them kind of want to go down and sort of to the side a little bit. That feel a little more comfortable. Yeah, all right. I think you're about to get your first set of hooves here. So if you just reach as far forward as you can with your arms and just let them stretch out. That's right, and they're going to stretch a little bit more than they usually do. Stretching a bit more, that's right. Oh, very good, okay. I might feel a little bit strained as your hooves come in. There you are, right. That's very good. Yeah, just open your eyes. Yeah, look, you got hooves. Becoming a proper unicorn now. It's pretty awesome. All right, okay. Now we've got to stretch you out a little bit here as well. Just stand up on your new hooves there. Just your front though. Okay, just stand up and then just stretch out your flank. Wow, okay. That was a really good stretch. Well done. That's right. Wow, all that muscle coming onto your flanks must feel amazing. Yeah. I'm even seeing a little nub of a tail there. All right, looks as though your hindquarters might be about ready to go there. What you can do here is just pop yourself down, just pop your chest down on the ground there, that's right, and then get your hooves either side, and then just push your rear end up into the air there, push it up as far as it'll go and just roll it forward, that's right, okay, your tail's coming out now, and then just roll it forward towards your head, tail's coming out the rest of the way, lots of bulk, wow, you're really widening there, and just hold that, and once the wave is gone, just relax, okay? You look like you're about the right shape at the back there, that's good. How's that feel? Oh, it's good to have a tail. So just your legs to come in there, I think, a little bit. Yeah, looks like your right one wants to go. Feeling a little bit tense. Okay, so just lift that one up and roll your ankle around. Oh, it's very good. Okay, so that's just popping out the tall hoofs there. All right, now just lean on your new hoof. You test that out. Feels all right? Good, okay. And just do the other one. Yep, just feel your foot stretch out there. Right, now put your hoof down. Good, very good. Yeah, a little bit of a twitch in your face there. Okay, just work your jaw around a little there for me. Just make sure nothing's caught. Looks like your horn's about ready to shoot up there. So you just need to be ready for that, okay? Right, you ready for it? You can feel it? Okay, all right. It's quite a feeling, I'm told. It's just going to rocket up your spine and just whoosh. Yeah, you're feeling it in your bones there, just like a creak. I can see it in your eyes. Here it comes. Okay, out comes the horn. There we go. Oh, very good. Yeah, you're feeling a little bit dizzy there? Yeah, turning into a unicorn will have that effect on anyone. Don't worry about it. All right. Well, once the dizziness wears off enough, just pop yourself up onto your hooves there, okay? All right. How are you feeling? Stable? That's good. All right. Maybe just turn yourself around in a circle there just to get used to having 4 points of contact on the ground. Yeah. Wow, you're a natural. Okay. So, hello, unicorn. Nice to meet you. Oh, compared to the way you looked at me when you walked in the door. Yeah, you're looking much more calm now. It's good, isn't it? Oh, nothing like a happy unicorn, especially a big, happy, fluffy unicorn. We could probably have a chat now about destiny and why you're here and, unicorn stuff like magic and how to kick things really hard, so they just split in two. But before we get to any of that, let's just enjoy the moment, okay? Oh, do you want another cup of tea? Yeah.